Cartel look the most likely. Clean-up operation led by Scarlett and Mackie. Natanui again. He's an irresistible force, Natanui. Oh, what a goal. What a star he'll be.
Gets it from Mitchell. Bergen kick inside the ball at 50. Here comes Bunny. Wheels around. Gathers the football. Oh, he's kicked a miracle. He's put it through to the outside of the boot, running to the wrong pocket. Oh, can you believe that?
That is delicious.
Good afternoon and welcome to our very first edition of Team Talk. We'd like to apologise for the late start time. We had a couple of gremlins in the system. However, we've worked them out and we're ready to go. How are you, Dills?
Good. Yourself?
I'm very good. How's your week been, Dills?
Very good.
Now, we've got a question that's been put on radiocurrent.org from young Ethan. He writes, what are our thoughts on Ben... Oh, sorry, your question.
Thoughts on Ben Griffith coming in for Richmond.
Well, he's a big kid. This guy's huge. He's 198 centimetres and 99 kilos. He's only played 9 games. The only question is, he's played all his footy as a forward, so do you reckon they're going to play him in the back line?
Dropping Miller is lost up forward, so he might swap with Vickery every now and then or something.
Interesting. I think he may be pushed back to cover the loss of Grimes. Because I don't really think a forward line of Vickery, Rewalt and Griffiths can work. Richmond can't get sucked into playing too tall. They've been playing really good run, carry, spread football. And if they try and stifle that run and try and just go for the height to exploit the supposed weakness of Hawthorn's defence, then I don't know. I don't think that will be the right tactic. Who wins this game, Dills?
Hawthorn.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Moving on to the next game.
Gold Coast Port at Metricon Stadium. The bottom two, I think. Bottom three.
Yeah,
in for Gold Coast. Alec Megan out. Luke Russell rested. In for Port Adelaide. Daniel Stewart and out. John Butcher with a hip.
Butcher's a big out, isn't he?
Yeah, big out. Loss of a good forward.
Did you know that they call him the Future? That's his nickname, the Future. That's how highly touted he is by their fans.
Wow.
It's a lot of pressure for a young man. And good to see Stewart back. He's a pretty good footballer and he'll straighten them up. Moving on to the next game. I believe that's my one. St Kilda vs Sydney at Etihad Stadium. This is the twilight game. It's going to be a close one, I reckon. St Kilda's ins are Gwilt and Sipos. And out is Reece Stanley and Bo Wilkes. Reece Stanley's out with a hamstring injury. And for the Swans, there's no change. And when you're smashing Melbourne by 102 points, why would you make a change?
You wouldn't, really.
Who wins this game, Dills?
It's going to be close, but Swans should win, I think, yeah.
I'm actually going to go with St Kilda just because it's Lenny's 250th, and I think they will get up for that.
Also, it is at Etihad, so...
It is at Etihad, and Sydney traditionally doesn't play it that well. St Kilda has been in good form, though.
Yeah, they have. Sydney being fourth on the ladder would definitely make them go down if St Kilda beat them.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Next game, I believe, is yours.
Yes, Adelaide Collingwood at Amy Stadium. In for Adelaide, Richard Douglas and out Tom Lynch. And for Collingwood, in Jamie Elliott. And Marley Williams without Dane Swan with a hammy, as you know, last week, and Ben Reid with a quad. Two big losses for them. Jamie Elliott from Murray under 18, with Marley Williams from Claremont WAFL, Western Australian Football League.
It's some interesting ins, but more importantly, the outs. Dane Swan and Ben Reid are massive outs for Collingwood.
Yeah.
Massive outs. Good to see first gamer getting a go in Jamie Elliott and a mature age recruit in Marley Williams also getting the nod. Who wins this game, Dills? It's at Amy.
It's going to be very close, I think, but I reckon Adelaide will actually have a win. One for it's in Amy. They don't have Swan and Reid, key midfielder and a one of their best backs. So I'm going to go Adelaide.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you that on that one.
Plus Richard Douglas.
Yeah, Richard Douglas is a massive in for Adelaide. I think he's a very underrated footballer. They know exactly how good he is in Adelaide, and that's why he's straight back into the team. I think we've got one of our listener questions.
Yep, Ethan writes again. How about Didac for a DT call-up?
Dream team call-up. Starting to get to that business end of the season where you want to have your team pretty much settled in your dream team. Let's have a look at his stats. Dids is averaging 78.5 in the two games. However, he only scored 47 last week. So he scored 100 and something against Brisbane. So it's kind of inflated his average. I'd probably hold out on Didac. For the same price, you can probably pick up John McCarthy in the midfield for Port, Chris Maston for West Coast, or Lewis Jetta from Sydney, and I know you'd prefer that one, Heath. Or for the forwards, you could probably take Mitch Clark, Taylor Walker, or Jared Blair, and I think they're going to give you a lot more value over the long run.
Taylor Walker and Mitch Clark. Well, Mitch Clark's in very good form playing as a ruck, mainly forward, but the height you can be for a ruck, like...
Yeah, you like those forwards that push into the ruck and get some midfield touches. It really does drive up their dream team prices and scores. We'll move on to the next game, the Kevin Sheedy Cup.
Yep, Greater Western Sydney v Essendon at Skoda Stadium. In for the Giants, Bug, Curtly Hampton, Dylan Shield, Devon Smith, Adam Kennedy and James McDonald. Out, Nathan Wilson, Reece Palmer, William Hosking Elliott, Matthew Buntine, Adam Tomlinson and Toby Green with a suspension. In for Essendon, Mark McVeigh, Tate Pearce and Travis Collier out, Dustin Fletcher with a groin, Leroy Jetta suspension and Dyson Heppel knee. Three very big losses to Essendon.
Very true, very true. But they've got some good players coming back in Tate Pearce and Mark McVeigh. I thought it was interesting. I looked at the Essendon injury list, and I think they've only got three or four players on it at the moment, so they're travelling very, very well. Were you like me, Dills, with your dream team at Supercoach last week when all these GWS players went out? You're in a little bit of trouble. I think a lot of us have got Bug and Shiel and Smith and Kennedy.
I think I had Bug, possibly Hampton. I definitely had Shield, and I think I had Devon Smith.
Yeah, so it's good to see those boys back to...
And McDonald, most people.
Yeah, most people did. So hopefully teams...
But Reece Palmer is a big loss.
He is, but I think he's been dropped. He hasn't been playing that well.
No, he hasn't.
No. So it's good to see those boys back, and our benches won't be as stretched. Now I've got the next game. It's North Melbourne versus Brisbane at Etihad Stadium on the Sunday. The ins for North are Aaron Edwards, Cruz Gartlett, Samuel Wright, Aaron Black, and out is Brad McKenzie. This, of course, being an extended bench as it's a Sunday game. And for the Brisbane Lions, we have James Hawkley, Aaron Cornelius, and Elliot Yao. I'm not too sure, Yao. From East Fremantle playing his first game, all on the extended bench. North couldn't possibly lose this game, could they?
No, I don't.
After the week they've had and the pressure that's been placed on them and their coach, they'd have to come out firing and make a statement.
Yeah, you would think so.
I'm going to have to back North comfortably. Yeah. However, it was good to see Jonathan Brown back in form last week. We're kicking a bag and big sauce Merritt.
Big Merritt, yeah.
It's very good to see. Do you reckon they'll play them both forward again?
Yeah, I think they will because North is... It's going to be a good game, so they need to have their key forwards, but Merritt might push back if they're not going well in the back line.
Yep. I think you've got the next game.
Yep, my boys versus Melbourne. Carlton versus Melbourne at the MCG. In, Aaron Joseph, Robert Warnock, Brock McLean, Kane Lucas, Andrew Collins, Matthew Watson and Joshua Bootsma. Out, Mark Murphy with a shoulder, Jordan Russell, Brett Thornton and Nick Dygan with a calf. All big ins and all big outs, really.
And for the Ds?
In, Lyndon Dunn, Rowan Bale, Luke Tapscott, Joel McDonald, Troy Davis, Daniel Nichols, Nicholson, and James Seller. Without Davey, Sylvia, Morton, and Liam Jarrell with an ankle. All big losses for both teams, I think, with Murphy out with the shoulder, and then Jarrell and Sylvia and Davey and Morton all...
Being dropped.
Yes.
I think Mark Neal's made a statement there by dropping Davey, Sylvia and Morton. They were They weren't very good. They were not very good against Sydney. It's good to see Luke Tapscott back in the team. I think he provides them with a bit of muscle and a bit of intensity and aggression. As for Carlton, Josh Bootsma, he's an interesting looking fellow, isn't he?
Yes, big curly hair.
He doesn't look like a footballer at all, does he?
No, he's like a hippie.
He does look like a little bit of a hippie.
Should go on the band that's on Australia's Got Talent.
So who do you think wins this game, Dills? Carlton or Melbourne at the G on Sunday?
Gotta back my boys, the Blues, but you never know.
I'm gonna have to say Carlton, but I think it will be a lot closer than people are expecting. I do think Melbourne will come out and play a little bit better than they've been playing.
Yep.
Because they can't possibly play any worse. I think we've got another question from Sarah.
Yep. Is Mark Murphy's injury Brock McLean's final chance of resurrecting his AFL career?
That's a great question. To be totally honest, I think it is. I think this is Brock McLean's final chance to prove himself at this level. He's 26. He's played over 100 games. It's almost as if now he's out of favour with Brett Ratten. He doesn't need to prove his currency to Brett Ratten. He needs to prove his currency to other teams in the AFL. There could be a couple of teams that would look at him that need an inside midfielder. He's much too good for VFL. The only question mark on his game is he can butcher the ball when he gets it, but the fact is he can go in and get his own ball, and there are a couple of clubs that would love to have a player like that on their list.
Yes.
So good luck to Brock. Hopefully he can extend his playing career.
Yes. Okay, West Coast Freo at Patterson's Stadium. In for the Eagles, Pritis, Ashton Hams and Scott Lysett. In for the Freo, Nick Subin, Jesse Crichton, Alex Silvani, Jonathan Griffin, Hayden Crozier, and out Garrick Ibbotson and Dylan Robertson. A new Hayden Crozier from the Eastern Rangers. So he gets his first run in the AFL.
Yeah, the Derby. Or Derby, as they like to call it.
Derby.
I think it's Derby. Just fits Western Australia, I think. Eagles, good to see Pritis back. He's very important for the way they like to play. And for Fremantle, I actually really like Alex Silvani, and I'm happy that he's back in the team. And I can tell you what, I reckon Ross Lyon would love Alex Silvani because he likes to play defensive, and he's a very good defender. Will Fremantle try and play lockdown football against the Eagles? The Eagles have proved time and time again they can score very quickly and pack on the goals. Will Fremantle play defensive?
I think they're going to have to need to, really, because West Coast have got all big forwards with Darling, Cox, Quinton Lynch.
How good was Cox last week?
Yes.
Yeah, he was brilliant. He was brilliant.
In their best.
I'm just worried that Fremantle, they have got this defensive game and they are playing it well. However, at the same time, you do need to score. And the impact that this is having on players such as Fife, Pavlich, even your midfielders like Barlow and Mundy, who are natural attacking players that like to run and carry, they're not getting the same opportunity and they don't have the same confidence to go forward.
Yeah.
So that was our review of the games on Radio Karam Team Talk. Before we jump into our tips, just a quick reminder that if you'd like to leave a message on the radiokaram.org website for myself or one of my panel of experts to answer on either Footy Frenzy or Team Talk, please get on board. It helps us if we can answer the questions you want answered. Now, before we go, we're just going to run down the games and give you some tips.
Yep.
Dills, Geelong versus Bulldogs.
Geelong.
Geelong? Yeah, I'm going to go with Geelong. By how much?
I'm going to go probably, I don't know, 38, around
38, 40. Yeah, I'm going to go with 31. Very good. Hawthorn, Richmond tomorrow.
Hawthorn.
I'm going to go with Hawthorn. Essendon versus Greater Western Sydney.
Essendon.
I'm going to have to lock in Essendon. St Kilda versus Sydney.
Going to change my mind, actually, I think. Saints, just because it's Eddie Had and...
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to agree with you. I thought we were going to have to argue this one out, but I'm going to have to agree. We'll both go with St Kilda.
Yep.
Collingwood versus Adelaide at Amy.
Adelaide, I reckon.
I think Adelaide will be too strong.
Swan and Reed out.
Yeah. With those two outs, I don't think they can cover. And the form Dangerfield and Thompson are in, they're going to carve them up. North versus Brisbane at Etihad on Sunday.
I think North, just.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you on North. I think it will be closer than people expect. Port versus Gold Coast.
Gold Coast. And also with Port, I think someone told me this during the week that Travis Boak wants to move back to Victoria because his parents are up
there.
Does he
really?
Yep.
Have you ever seen him run? He's got the weirdest running style ever.
I haven't.
Travis Boak.
So,
would you like him at Carlton?
I don't think so.
No?
We've got all the players that are in the VFL, like Brock McLean, and all, like, they're just coming in this week because some big numbers are out, so... We don't, because last we got Brock McLean, didn't use him. Got Andrew Collins, didn't use him, so...
True. I don't think you guys need him either. I think he would be a good fit, say, at a Richmond or a Melbourne, even a St Kilda. I think Boak would be very damaging at either of those clubs. Carlton versus Melbourne. Your mob versus Melbourne.
Carlton. Carlton. Yep.
I'm going to pick Carlton, but I think it will be close. And the Derby / Derby. West Coast versus Fremantle, who wins?
West Coast.
And who wins the Ross Glendening medal for best on ground in that game?
Oh, God. Let's have a look over the teams. For West Coast, you could possibly have Selwood. Any of them, really, but...
Give me one.
Let's go... If it's played in the forward line, it's going to have to be... Probably Jack Darling.
Okay. Yep. I'm going to go with West Coast, and I'm going to say Matty Prittis to have an absolute blinder and take home the Ross Glendening medal. That brings us to the end of our first edition of Team Talk. I hope you've enjoyed it. Dills, you've been fantastic this week. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Yes. Very. Had a lot of fun.
We'll see you again in round 13, I believe.
Yep.
And I imagine you'll be going home and practicing between now and then.
Yep.
Not that you need it because you've been an absolute superstar. So that brings us to the end of Team Talk. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, next week we've got our... Next week, sorry, on Tuesday at 1:45, tune in to Footy Frenzy as we wrap up the weekend's events.
And that will be with Jack.
Jack will be joining me as my special guest panellist. So we'll speak to you then. Leave a message on radiokarim.org that you would like answered. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Have fun.
Big climb from Chance Bateman. Massive screamer. Bateman kicks. Truly, it is tight, tight, tight. Tyson Edwards picks it up.
Great play.
Gets around Crawford. Slips it over the top. Poor pleasure. Ordinary effort last time from about this range. And that's no different. He's gone for a torpy. It's gone through. He's kicked a mum.
A pie floater.
An absolute sack. And it has floated through. Good to Crawford. Now we've got Buddy Franklin outside the 50. Have a listen to the crowd if this goes through. Ball on the way. It's going a very long way.
Top of the square. Welsh is dangerous. He's got Brown on the ball. Welsh is marking the goal square. Welsh to draw the scores level in the elimination final. Rams it through. Scores are level here.
Extra time.
Burton marks on the late 60 out. Gave the handball off. 20, 55 metres out. Has a long shot at goal. I think it's there.
Yes. Crawford short to Ladson. Ladson's two kicks from goal. Inside the last 30 seconds. Low ball, Franklin. Buddy Love. Almost on the siren.
We've got 10 seconds on the unofficial clock,
JB. Oh, my Lord. Can he make an all-time legend of himself? Six already.
Buddy Love.
Kick on the way. He's there. Buddy Franklin, you are a superstar.
Oh, boy. Hawthorn are going to get up. The siren's going to sound.
What a win.
Hawthorn has won.
Oh, Buddy Franklin.
Buddy Franklin has kicked the goal with 7 seconds on the clock. 3-point win to Hawthorn.
Down the outer side for Delidio. What a mark, Revolt. For a punt for the mark.
Oh, that was an outstanding mark. Teammate has run to touch him.